You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
Once in a while, you come across a story that, as they say, ticks all the boxes. Those boxes being the checklist confirming America's demise. It's not imminent. It's in progress, folks. An event was video recorded in daylight on a street in San Jose, California. And it says more about America's end than anything you could imagine. The mayor... His name is Matt Mahan, was involved in... No, that's not quite accurate. He was in no way a participant. He was a passive, gutless witness to an assault on his own bodyguard in the city he ostensibly runs. You'll hear the audio portion of the event momentarily. The way it unfolds is mind-blowing. The way it is reported is exponentially more mind-blowing.
A man is in jail tonight accused of assaulting a plainclothes San Jose police officer who was providing security for the mayor. Cron 4 cameras caught most of the incident. It happened yesterday as one of our reporters was interviewing Mayor Matt Mahan in downtown San Jose. Our Cron 4's Dan Kerman has the latest.
It's this attack that's led to the arrest of 35-year-old Wesley Pollard. San Jose police say Pollard has been booked for battering a police officer and resisting arrest with violence. The incident was caught by Cron 4 cameras during a Tuesday evening interview with San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan at First in San Fernando. As Pollard steps right next to the mayor, both he and the plainclothes San Jose police officer providing security for the mayor inform Pollard that an interview is underway.
So we're doing an interview, sir.
Are you doing an interview? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm moving on. I work right there. I'm talking on the phone. You got a problem?
Yeah, we're just trying to do
it. Okay, cool. Cool. I appreciate you, Mike. Yeah, you mind your
Pollard uses profanity and tells the officer to mind his own business. What happens next is off camera. It's unclear who touches who first, but Pollard is heard saying, I'll smack you right now.
I'll smack you right now, bitch. I will smack you.
9 seconds later, he does just that, hitting the officer in the face and head at least twice. At that point, a scuffle ensues and police are called. Witnesses say at some point, Pollard begins yanking on the officer's tie. After two more minutes and police nowhere in sight, a customer from a nearby business comes to the officer's rescue, removing Pollard's hands from the officer's tie and allowing the officer to handcuff him. Police confirm Pollard has an outstanding arrest warrant out of Georgia for resisting arrest with violence.
Now, to be fair and impartial, that report was absolute shit. Which is interesting because KRON Channel 4, San Francisco, was once a very prestigious TV station. So here's the real story. Mayor Mahan is getting ready to record some promotional bullshit on the street. As he smiles into the camera, some guy, 35-year-old Wesley Pollard, saunters by and decides he needs to check into what's happening. Wesley has a cell phone to his ear, and he's wearing a backpack. Now, judging by his apparel, he might be a vagrant, but in 21st century America, billionaires often dress like vagrants, and every trank zombie has an iPhone in the pocket of his shitcake jeans, so who knows? But appearances aside, the fact that he butts in on this video recording might say something about his mental state. Maybe he's a head case. Maybe he's just cantankerous. Then, some of the exchange was not caught on camera, so we really don't know what or who initiated the violence between him and the plainclothes cop / bodyguard. Whichever, in 21st century America, there are no nuts, no psychos, or head cases. Those terms have been largely banned and scrubbed from the lexicon. Now, nuts, psychos, and head cases, once confined to mental institutions, are free to roam, harass, assault, and sometimes kill because, well, it would be disrespectful to tell them they are nuts, psychos, and head cases, and even more disrespectful to incarcerate them. According to current social mores,
everyone deserves respect.
By the end of this street altercation, Wesley Pollard may deserve more respect than the other players in the tableau. When Pollard first arrives at the location, he acts as if the scene is his property, and at first gives his approval to the proceedings. He says, you doing an interview? Oh, I work right there.
Are you doing an interview? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm moving on. I work right there. I'm talking.
Then he soon shifts to a confrontation mode with the standard challenge. You got a problem?
You got a problem?
Now, we can't precisely hear the cop/bodyguard's reply, but clearly it displeases Wesley Pollard, and he gets more agitated.
I appreciate you, Mike. I'm going to go do what I'm going to do right before you walked up. You know what I'm saying? Either way it goes. First of all, hold up. Hold up.
KRON News bleeps out his speech and assures us he's using profanity. Ooh, yeah, you think? Now, as this is happening, Mayor Matt Mahan makes disapproving faces. Wesley Pollard is ruining his close-up with a big-time TV station from San Francisco. And that's when Wesley kicks it up a notch, or in cop parlance, escalates.
I'll smack you right now, bitch.
Okay. I'll smack you right now. Well, upon those words, Mayor Mahan doesn't just back away. He literally turns his back on his bodyguard. I mean, after all, Mahan was elected to smile and have lunch and spout leftist bullshit and talk policy. There was nothing in his job description about maybe catching a fist with his soft, recessive jaw. He's going to let bodyguard do what he's paid to do. Keep him safe. Because in the world of government, there's a very, very clear caste system. Government employees who actually do real work, like cops and firemen and road crews, well, they're expendable. If they get shot or burned alive or run over by a self-driving Tesla, well, for the career politicians like Mayor Mahan, who are nearly all worthless parasites, a dead cop provides some excellent photo ops. He can attend the funeral and console the widow and look concerned. Call the dead guy a hero and say,
"Thank you for your service."
Then hop in the government-provided limo for a tofu dinner at a 5-star restaurant. Or in the case of Joe Biden, skip the dead cop's funeral in New York entirely so he can cavort on stage at a Radio City fundraiser in his aviator shades with his fellow parasites, Barack Obama and Bubba Clinton. You know, Joey and Barack and Bubba, they got their priorities, which are money and applause. But back to the action on the mean streets of San Jose. Soon, Wesley Pollard and the cop are in the camera frame and in combat, and clearly, the cop is getting his ass kicked. Pollard probably outweighs him by 50 pounds, and it's equally clear the cop has no idea how to handle himself in a fight. It's like watching some 5-year-old who's been self-training by watching cartoons. Which begs the question, what the fuck is that particular cop doing bodyguarding anyone when he can't even defend himself? Meanwhile, not one journo made the observation, why the fuck didn't the mayor attempt to help his bodyguard? He just stands there mumbling into his iPhone. This sidewalk circus continues for 5 minutes, and the gutless coward of a mayor and 3 other able-bodied men who are part of his or KRON staff also do not lift a finger to help a cop who is in distress. Wesley Pollard is not armed. He's not swinging a bat or holding a knife or gun. Yet not one of these assholes does anything. The cowardice is off the charts. Finally, Pollard's got the cop by his necktie and he's not letting go when two passers-by intervene and break Pollard's hold on this pathetic cop. Holy shit. A mayor is supposed to lead a city. There are many elements to leadership, but the one that's crucial and fundamental is courage. Matt Mahan distinguished himself as a gutless coward, a soy boy of the lowest order. Was there an emergency meeting of the San Jose City Council to fire his candy ass? No. And there lies the absolute truth about America and why it's already doomed. As far as I know, this is the only show that has called him a coward. He's got a wife and two kids. Imagine they have to call him dad, to depend on him, to protect and defend them. Talk about being unfit. His next job should be as a eunuch because clearly he has no balls. But wait a minute, that's an insult to women. There are plenty of women who would have waded into that fray and bounced a brick off Pollard's skull or put him in a headlock, poked him in the eye, done something to assist a person being beaten up. So it's not a matter of balls. This is the new America. But why should this surprise anybody? We have a president whose daddy finagled 6 deferments for him from the Vietnam draft. On what basis? Well, Joey said he had asthma, yet at the same time he claimed to be a football star in college. This same president claimed to have vanquished some bully with the name Corn Pop. Of course, there were no witnesses to that event or any of his heroic tales, being arrested with Willie Mandela and other civil rights activists. No records. Wesley Pollard was jailed for throwing down with a cop, well, sure. But if there was any justice or hope for America, San Jose would make Wesley their mayor. Wesley had balls. Wesley had courage. Somewhere in his possibly deranged mind, he regarded that street as his territory and fought for it, while Soy Boy Mahan stood by and did jack shit. Those qualities make Pollard far more qualified to be a leader than Mahan. Beyond Mahan's cowardice, there's another angle that's even more disturbing. By some measure, Mahan could be characterized as an elite. He attended a fancy prep school, where his connections got him internships with local politicos. Then it was off to, where else? Harvard. After Harvard, his Wikipedia page says he dug irrigation ditches in Bolivia for a while. Yeah. Just the kind of thing to slap on a resume when you're eyeing a career in politics. So gritty. So humanitarian. So unverifiable. Then it was back to California and a career in high tech. And pretty soon he founded a company with the help of several billionaires. You know, those just plain folks, billionaires we all bump into at the gas station or supermarket all the time. His company was soon purchased for an undisclosed sum. A couple more years go by and presto, he's mayor of California's third largest third world city. He's yet another politician who was born on third base and thinks he hit a home run. And like all elites from ancient Rome to 21st century America, he appears to believe that the little people, tasked with protecting his worthless ass, are not only little, but lesser. Should they be getting pummeled by some nutjob vagrant? Well, tough shit. They should have gone to Harvard. So it's not just the upper echelons of the Beltway government who live and behave as elites. It's local yokels, too. And nobody calls them out on it. Nobody complains. It's become accepted the imperious, entitled attitude, the lack of empathy, kind of like a sociopath. This video is fairly widely reported on by the legacy media. The Daily Mail had the best headline. San Jose Mayor Security Detail Fights Off Pedestrian. But they all sucked. No one stated the obvious. And this is where we are now in America. A soup-brained chief executive who can't read a speech off a teleprompter, shakes hands with invisible people, falls constantly, tells the same bullshit stories on a continuous loop, continually lies about everything, and he's at the top of the food chain of a gang of cretins who are a little better. There have been some good presidents, a few great ones, and some turds. But regardless of their politics, few, if any, were cowards. A lot came from the military and were combat veterans. They had courage and bravery. JFK was a bona fide war hero. His PT boat was rammed and sunk during World War II, and he's credited with saving the lives of many of his crew. And again, regardless of politics, to look at the guy and listen to him, it was clear he was not a coward. He was someone to be reckoned with, a leader. His opponent in the 1960 election was also a veteran of World War II and a decorated naval officer. Nixon was a lifelong Quaker and could have leveraged his religious beliefs to stay out of harm's way, but he didn't. Teddy Roosevelt may have won the gold medal for balls when he was shot by a would-be assassin, yet finished his speech with his shirt seeping blood, remarking, "It takes more than that to kill a bull moose." That bullet remained in his chest for the rest of his life. 31 out of 46 presidents served in the military, when it was a real military, not a corporation headed by uniformed politicians. And now, our government is run by plagiarists, liars, Marxists, and worst of all, cowards. Guys who, when the going gets tough, reach for their phones so somebody else can handle things for them. Maybe they'll make that an Olympic competition, huh? Phone slingers. Two soy boys in skinny jeans with holstered smartphones draw their devices to see who can first call 911. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Slide over to thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes, as well as additional content and commentary. While you're there, click on the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Now, if you like what you just heard, tell your friends and send them a link so they can listen for themselves. Better still, send a link to Beck and Rogan and tell them they need to have me on as a guest. If you'd like to help me keep this going and support the show, it's easy. Just click the PayPal or Patreon button. Or if you prefer, there's a P.O. Box address also at thatlarryshow.com. Now, there are still some magnetic Luckfest stickers that's Leave Us the Fuck Alone, the mantra of this show. They look fantastic on your vehicle or fridge and put the world on notice that you are not of the lefty hive. Only $15 each, or 3 for $40. Click the PayPal button on the homepage and be sure to mention Lutva with your order and include a mailing address. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.